This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Wow, does this mean Donald Trump could look at Ted Cruz as a possible running mate? Interesting. He was lying Ted earlier in the week, and now things are different. That's what happens in politics. So a knockout blow of Cruz, and now it's just Trump. He has captured pretty much the nomination, let's say that. He scored a landslide win in Indiana's Republican presidential primary, while Hillary Clinton went down at the hands, in a close one, to Bernie Sanders. And the Sanders win and the Clinton defeat is kind of a little bit of a monkey wrench for Hillary Clinton. Because now what happens in California? Who's to say that Californians don't go in a different direction and vote for Bernie Sanders? Could he possibly deflate the Clinton? Could he possibly get enough delegates to force the hand of the superdelegates to put him in instead of Hillary Clinton? So the grassroots campaign still is going. He spoke to thousands of supporters in Louisville, Kentucky, before Indiana's results were in. He called for an end to closed primaries, criticized Clinton for her ties to Wall Street, and paid speeches to Goldman Sachs. Sanders continues to trail Clinton by hundreds of pledged delegates, and it's a difficult path to try to close that up, and Tuesday's win doesn't propel him very far. He and Clinton will split the 83 Democratic delegates because his victory was narrow, but the win fuels the speculation and the argument that he should keep fighting until the end and creates a big, giant headache for Clinton because she can't wrap it up with him still in the race. Sanders said earlier in the week that the Democratic convention would be contested. Wow. You want to react? Step up. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. That's how you can jam on it here on America Tonight. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, you have the first word.
You there?
I am here.
Okay. Well, you know, it's pretty much going to be Trump all the way, isn't it?
Yep. I just don't see how it's not. I mean, they can try to monkey with it however they want to, but there's no way.
And, you know, it's the worst job to be applying for.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, first off, for Trump to be going the way he's going is due to the working class.
Right.
So, you know, he better have his P's and Q's in line. And it's about time he start talking about his VEEP, as this younger generation wants to talk about.
Right.
Or refer. But I've been listening to Levin all night, and boy, I tell you, some sore losers on the Cruz side. They need to, you know, get their act together. You know, I mean, yeah, Cruz lost. And, you know, I mean, he just doesn't have it, just like the other, 17 other candidates.
Right.
And got to get behind them. But it is going to be very, very interesting because, you know, I would love to see an election between Trump and Bernie Sanders. I mean, that would just be real interesting.
Yeah, what do you think happens there?
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. You know, I think Hillary's been kind of defeating herself in some of her camp, you know, just from the clips I get. Like I said, I don't have the internet anymore, and I don't have any iPad, and I'm just stuck with the liberal media. You know, what I can get when I stick a wire up in the air, you know.
And, right.
And I've seen a lot of her speeches lately, and, you know, where she's, you know, they've been claiming she's copycatting Bernie Sanders in a lot of ways. And I think she's kind of defeating herself because most of us out here ain't that stupid. I'll be honest with you there. And I think they're kind of turning away from her because, well, what was it the other day? I can't remember. She made some comment and kind of got in trouble over. But that's what I'm getting at, whereas Bernie is stuck to his guns and he hadn't been that harsh on Hillary. He's, you know, he's laid it out truthfully, if you ask me. And I think that's what a lot of people are liking about Bernie. So,
I agree.
If he gets California, which, you know, is a good chance because the young voters in California, the liberal young people out there will vote. And, of course, Hillary, she'll still get a large percentage of the black vote. But I still think a lot of the black vote may sway towards Bernie Sanders. It's just going to be interesting to see what comes out of California because that's going to be a determination between Hillary and Bernie, if you ask me.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely. No question. It's just wild to watch this whole thing on the Democratic side now flip and see how Hillary Clinton could be rolled down the hill again.
Yeah.
There's no more running after this. There's no more running. She's done after this.
Well, it's Florida and California for them.
Yeah.
And when it comes to California, that's the bread and butter for a Democrat.
Right.
And I think a lot of the younger generation Democrats are turned off with her Clooney and her $30,000 clones that, you know, donations that she had. That was another thing I think kind of turned a lot of people off in Indiana because Indiana's, you know, farm country and hardworking people.
Yeah.
So I don't think kind of nuzzled up to Bernie when he was only getting $300 a plate and she was getting $30,000 a plate or $3,000 a plate or something like that with George Clooney in all of Hollywood. It's the working class that's suffering.
Yeah, I agree. It is the working class that suffers. You and I have talked about that so much, Grim. It's the squeezed society, and we are the squeezed. Thank you. Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag, and then we'll be back to the phones, 855-266-2283. See you in a few. You can keep the plan. Cat is already being skinned. Don't give me that look. Better be them than ninja off each limb for every page of the book you took. What a great book. Slip up and left a trace. Blood cooking muscles play spontaneous.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, once again, we have a full boat as far as the mail is concerned. So let me jump to the mailbag and get right to it. Here we go. Oof, I am drowning in this mail. Here we go. Go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Love this one. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, did you hear this story about these soccer champions that could make some serious big money? I mean, I'm talking like lottery money, $200 million something. And they're, again, this Premier League title thing that's on the line. Because I'm kind of a soccer fan, I'm aware of it, but I don't know how many people are aware of the story. You know what? I do know the story. I know the story because of the fact that it's exploded, and somebody I know does a soccer show, so they were telling me about it. But anyway, this Leicester City, they could get $220 million as the first English Premier League title win for them. That's what it would be. The team is called the Foxes. They won on Monday as Chelsea's rival in a 2-2 draw with Tottenham. I hope I'm saying Tottenham. Put in the mathematical limitation beyond reaching the two games still to play. So basically, what you want to know about is Leicester, they were able to knock out the competition. So there's all this cash on the line. They have the chance to hit that $220 million for winning the league. So qualifications for the Champions League say that they could get a participation bonus of $48.5 million and then $4.4 million from a performance, you know, bonus. Bottom line is, you know nothing about the Premier League. This team, Leicester, which I hope I'm saying right, is, an upstart, basically. They're a team that was not expected to be where they are. So that is huge with now there's like Facebook followers have increased, but it's the money thing that's exponential if they in fact win that. So kind of crazy. It is like winning the lottery. So yes, I am a little bit aware of that, Jake. Don't know a lot of details, only that this is the underdog city, and because of the way it's set up in the Premier League, it puts them in line to make all that dough. Must be nice kicking the ball around. You're just kind of on the you know, you're low on the totem pole, and then boom, you come through. All right, let's move on to a next one. Let's go to this one. This one is from Mac, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I just want Donald Trump to wrap up this whole thing because I'm so tired of hearing the same old stories about Trump attacking Cruz or making fun of him and Cruz doing ridiculous maneuvers to try to think that he's staying in it. I just am tired of it, and I can only imagine that everybody else is tired of it too. Yes, we talk about it, but we talk about it very little, so I appreciate the fact that you don't completely focus on the election. All right, thank you very much. Yeah, it's we're all getting just drained from this election, I guess. It's weird because it's exciting in one way, and that's how the democracy should work, that people should want to participate, want to be excited about it, want to be passionate about it. I mean, this is our lives. These are the people that control the purse strings. This is the tax man. Where are our taxes going? How much government do we want? What do we expect from the government? Who do we want to be in power? Because trust me, they're in power. There's three branches, but they all have power connected to them. So, yeah. All right, let's move on to the sinkhole. And I got this story from Joe, who lives up not too far from this, and he said, Kate, you talk about these sinkholes. I've heard you talk about Florida and how brutal it is. There was a 6-foot sinkhole that opened up near a house over the what they call the Sound Transit Tunnel, and it was shocking to see it. I mean, people were so shocked. They were there trying to get pictures and whatnot, and the sinkhole happened Sunday night near the sidewalk of this house, and it's all anyone in in Seattle's talking about. It's a boring machine, they think, that dug a tunnel about 50 feet below this light rail transit tunnel last fall, and they think that's what happened. They say the sensor should go off if the ground moves, but they didn't pick up anything because that's one of the things they put in there. The head of the Sound Transit said you can't have a sensor on every inch of the ground, but people here are so blown away by this and kind of freaked out that they've been tweeting the pictures all over the place, and everybody's talking about it, absolutely. I did see a picture of it, and I saw that what they had to do is they put the people in that home and a bunch of other homes near there in a hotel because they were afraid that, who knows what's going to happen with this sinkhole. The whole sinkhole deal is freaky to me anyway. And you're right, I talk about Florida because we've seen horrific things happen. My nephew, when the last time I was in Tampa, was walking the dog with me, and he showed me a sinkhole, where a sinkhole was. And then I went to visit my aunt not far from Orlando, and in a parking lot, I think it was a Walmart parking lot, they had this giant sinkhole, and it made national news. It was unbelievable to see it up close. I mean, there it was, easily swallowing anything in its wake. So they had it fenced off, and they had police tape all over it, once it had settled. But it is scary. And we've seen people that have been trapped and people that have been killed as a result of a sinkhole in a house where somebody gets sucked into it, and it's too late. The earth swallows them, literally swallows them. I mean, just absolutely crazy. All right, let's take this one. This one is from the McAfer. I love that nickname, McAfer. McAfer says, Kate, I know that you spent some time in New York. Did you happen to see this? I was, for once, watching the nightly news, and I saw this massive fire that just ripped up this cool old church in Manhattan. Do you know what church that was? I do. At first, when I heard that news, I thought, oh, my gosh, it's St. Patrick's Cathedral, but it wasn't. It was this Orthodox church, a huge historic landmark church. It's an entire block that took up from like 25th to 26th Street, and it's right there in the middle of everything. It's between Broadway and 6th Avenue. So they, you know, it's just fire everywhere. Four alarm fire, smoke all over the place. Happened at 7 o'clock in the night a couple days ago. And there were 1,000 people inside in services between 10 in the morning and 12. They were celebrating Easter. It's the only Serbian Orthodox church in New York City. And it's trashed. It's just done. It's done. I mean, the church was built in the 1850s. It was a landmark, named a landmark in 1968. And, you know, you see those beautiful old churches, and, you know, it's sad to see that. And they're just trying to figure it out. They're not thinking it's something untoward. In other words, they're not necessarily thinking arson, but they're still being tight-lipped about it. And ironically, in a few other places, some of those Orthodox churches have also gone down, I mean, outside of New York. So is it, I heard somebody say, is it a coincidence or is something going on here? And so I don't know, maybe there is. Sometimes we look for things that aren't there, but they're investigating it, and certainly they're looking into if there is any kind of connection, you know, whatsoever. All right, here's one from Bill in Colorado. Kate, I listen to your show all the time. I download it when I'm riding my bike. I listen because I have kind of a wicked schedule. Sometimes I'm third shift or sometimes I'm in the morning, and I am, yes, one of your millennials. So there you go. I bet you have a lot of us listening. I loved your segment the other night when you were talking about who we thought were great comedians. I would say the same thing that Patrick said. I like Louis C.K., and I heard you said that you liked him too. I don't know if you're aware of this story or not, but in some places in Colorado, of course, we have problems with bears. There was a person who had to lock themselves in a bedroom because a bear got into their apartment and raided their refrigerator. And this happened in Avon, Colorado. It happened in the morning, and the bear had gotten into a second floor apartment, and crews were called to the scene. A neighbor heard what was happening. The bear poked his head, apparently, out of the door and then took off. Yeah, the thing with bears is it because we're impeding on their territory? Is that why we're seeing that happen? Or is it because they're just wandering? I think that's what it is. Is it because nature's being all of a sudden overrun with apartments and houses in certain areas or whatever? Or they're just starving and they're brave and that's what they do? And certainly bears, you know, they're not afraid. And we've seen a lot of these bear incidents lately. But let me tell you, seeing a bear, and the guy got a picture of it too, seeing a bear in your house. And knowing, I mean, look, a bear can knock down a locked door. There's no doubt about that. That would be the frightening part. So if he's ransacking the refrigerator and you're locked in a bedroom, oh, that's scary. I'm thinking myself, I'm such a heavy sleeper these days that I don't know that I would even know. I mean, I guess I would hopefully be woken up, but at 5 in the morning, that's what happened to him. Luckily, he did wake up. All right, thanks for those emails all over the map. I love it. Any thoughts you have, share them with us, americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device.
MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Yes, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it.
It's been some unbelievable day and evening and year, and never have been through anything like this, but it's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
Yeah, Trump is the guy. How in the world can anybody beat Trump at this point? Even if Priebus and his gang of merry GOP establishment dudes try to, they can't smoke enough cigars and think of enough antics to try to pull this guy into the ground. So it looks like Trump, since Cruz bolted and said that's it. He suspended his campaign. Surprise, surprise, surprise. What do you think, world? Are we ready for Trump as the nominee to emerge from Cleveland with a fleet of planes or limos taking him to his next destination? And who will he be debating on the other side as Bernie Sanders wins the Indiana primary? But here's the thing. They basically split the delegates. So Sanders gets some more delegates, but so does Clinton. However, California looms large. Oh, the soap opera that continues to churn in 2016. Let's take a couple. Don't be shy. You can hit me up through the miracle of Twitter. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. You can flip me an email at americatonight.net, or you can pound on these digits, 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas is chomping at the bit, I'm certain. Hey, Dan. Dano.
Had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. I'm going to do a joke for you first, and then we'll do the political stuff, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this teacher was teaching a class, and so she asked the students to give her an explanation of the word fascinate. And so this one boy raised his hand, and he says, I was watching my ant farm, and I found them fascinating. She says, well, that's nice, but that's not the word I was looking for. She says, but thank you for your participation. And the next one was a little girl. She says, I saw this butterfly collection, and it was fascinating to see all those beautiful colors. She says, well, that's nice, but that's not the word I'm looking for, the use of it. Thank you, though. So little George was staying on his chair, jumping up and down, waving both arms, and she hated to call on George, but because he was always saying something bad. And so she finally called on him. She said, all right, George, let's hear it. And he says, my aunt just bought a brand new beautiful blouse that's got 10 diamond-shaped buttons that go all the way up. And she has boobs so big that she could only fascinate.
Oh, you are crazy.
Hey,
I had to take a second to inhale that for a minute. I got it. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, you're smarter than the average bear. Hey, Nathan has been playing some really cool sounds.
He has been.
He's our music maestro. We got to give him kudos.
I agree.
I told him, I said, yeah, baby, you're doing great. I love your stuff. And he says, well, he tries to try to get the good stuff for us and stuff that we haven't heard. But, man, he's been hitting a home run all the way. Now,
he has been.
Here's what I think is the possible scenario. How would you unite the entire Republican Party behind Donald Trump? Well, you do that by burning down the bridges of deceit and lies and all this other manure and going humbly to Ted Cruz and saying, look, man, this is a political game. I had to say what I had to say. I had to do what I had to do. You're just too tough an opponent. I couldn't take a chance on you. You are just too strong. I had to beat you. I didn't want to do it, but I had to. But, Ted, I'm begging you to be my vice president and help me run this country and bring us back and make America great again. And Ted, being the noble servant that he is, will swallow his pride and say, okay. And that's where we're going with Trump, and I think that's the scenario that's going down. Now, our little buddy Joe.
Let me stop you there. I don't think that's too far-fetched. You heard what Trump had to say.
I'm smart. I know. I got a few things figured out. And now, our little buddy Joe has been recently to Israel, and then he went to the Vatican, and then he did a midnight surprise to Iraq just before the Iraqis decided to throw a big party and raid into the green zone and tear down the walls and blah, 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 blah. But he's going to be making some more trips. Now, why is Joe doing this? Well, this is to promote his ability to be the man of the hour in a situation where he could run for president when Hillary gets indicted and Bernie has a heart attack from ricin. So that's the way that's going to go down. Or Bernie will, for the good of the country, go blah, 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 because Baraki will be announced as the vice presidential candidate. And then you and me can make a small fortune on your walk to New Jersey in the nude. Vis-a-vis pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
Okay, now it's your turn. Now what do you want to ask me?
You haven't told us what you're cooking. I mean, we have not had anybody tell us what they're cooking the last couple days.
Oh,
have you eaten nothing tonight?
No, I did something real casual because I went grocery shopping today and everything looks good to me, but I didn't want nothing special. So we just did fish sticks, and then for a midnight snack, I did kippers.
Kippers.
Yep, kippers. Kippers herring.
Yes. Well, that's pretty healthy. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm losing weight and I'm looking good you know.
That's right, counting those sugars. I love it. That's
well,
a good thing.
I'll be able to afford that Maserati that I want after we make all this money. And then I'll cruise down the road there and wave and say, thank you, Kate.
Oh, you're hilarious, Dan. Thanks. Maserati. I've seen lately, it's funny he says Maserati. I saw two Maseratis the other day, and they were right there on a major thoroughfare in Dallas, just trying to pass everybody, and I thought, you know, this is just that kind of car that doesn't work in this area, because where are you going to open it up? It has to be somewhere out in the country, or it just has to be in a where it's not so congested. It was such a congested spot. I thought, maybe that's the idea. Yeah, I don't know how you'd get the thrill there, though. I think you need to have some open road to really open up that Maserati. Instead of being too confined, stop-and-go traffic, forget about it. So the stop-and-go campaign of Ted Cruz is over, and I do believe that Dan's theory can be dead on. The conversation, I bet, will happen. Who would be the right running mate for Donald Trump who could help with the disenfranchised voters? Well, that would be Ted Cruz, but would he really do it? I mean, would he really, really, really do it? Or not? Would he just say, I just can't do this. I cannot work under this guy. I just can't do it. It can't happen. But if you wanted to have an extra ace in the hole, think of the evangelical vote. Think of the votes that Ted Cruz was getting. Who could he persuade? And there's a pretty long list of Republicans that would fall under the Cruz category. I saw the greatest headline after Donald Trump took Indiana. It said, who's your daddy? And just said, Trump romps in Indiana, all but clinching the nomination, which is so true. And Ted Cruz says, that's all, peeps. That's all, folks. You know when you're beaten and you start to bleed that money, it doesn't make any sense to continue to work through the PACs or whoever, to throw money after a lost cause. So that's not the case anymore. Ted Cruz saying with a heavy heart, that's it. With boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we're suspending the campaign. I mean, he seemed like he was really, really fixated on going all the way to Cleveland, but not so much in the end. These massive losses, I think, in the Northeast, the Indiana thing just sealed the deal. There just isn't a lot of way forward, and he realizes it. I mean, he did say the right words. He said that he was sorry to say it appears that the path has been foreclosed, because he's right. There's not even a toll lane open, so it would be ridiculous to continue to do that. But what happens if he's approached by Donald Trump about running as the VP? Would he really be able to do that? Would he really be able to do that? And with a straight face, campaign with him and go around the country? I mean, it is true. There are, when you're politicking, it ends when you bow out. And usually, if you have any kind of following, the person who's running will try to have you help them and scoop up the folks that they can use to solidify their own battle in the general election. So Cruz, in that situation, is not a ridiculous thing to think because of some of his surprise wins in the primary and the fact that he definitely has a following and that following is very loyal. So with that in mind, I think that's a possibility. What do you think?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When you dance to our music, I feel better about myself. And if you dance hard, it's good for your health. And if you smile when I'm singing, I wanna live and don't wanna die. So show me your teeth, show me you're on my side.
Tail end of the show, we're making a final whip around. And obviously the big story is Trump, 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 baby. Ted Cruz says, adios, this is where we end, realizing mathematically it just doesn't make any sense. It was smart of him to end the week the way he did, because we were all stunned by the way he started the week with Carly Fiorina and the fact that she was going to be the running mate. I think that the people around him advised him, hey, Indiana, trash Trump, pick up Fiorina and just hammer, hammer, hammer and get her to help you campaign. But it didn't work at all, because Trump cleared the board. I mean, the front runners, you know, pretty much nearly clinching the nomination, but nearly isn't quite enough, but he's there, and he knows it. He's almost certain to lead the GOP into the fall presidential campaign against Hillary Clinton. I can't imagine the answer would be no. I can't imagine. All right, so I like to call this kind of odds and ends. Since we've already hit the campaign hard, some of you have reacted, got a couple of tweets on that. Trump, Trump, Trump was one. This one says, dump the Trump, but how does that happen? Another one said, Trump Cruz unbeatable. Another one, Sanders feel the burn. Feel the burn, but maybe just a little shy of that. Just a little shy. So let's look at something else. How about the Georgia governor vetoing the campus carry bill? They talked about that, and there have been a lot of campuses where they're debating it. But in Atlanta, anyway, it's not going to happen. It looked like it was. But it's not. The governor said Tuesday he had to act or allow the legislation to become law after a bill that detractors said would have allowed conservative Christians to discriminate against lesbians, bisexuals, transgender people. Governor Nathan Deal voted earlier this year House Bill 859 might have been the most contentious. And last week, students rallied on the University of Georgia's campus in opposition to the bill. So there's no gray area there. No, no, and no. The campus carry idea, of course, was campus carry, that you would be able to carry. You'd be certified, and that would be it. But the safety of the students, it depends on your point of view. And you know, we remember Virginia. We remember what happened at Virginia Tech, right? That massacre, which was, I was on the air then, it was terrible that day. Just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, you're in the wrong spot. And think about that. That massacre at Virginia Tech was in 2007. 32 people were killed. 32 people were killed because they just happened to be in class the wrong time. And the Virginia Tech shooter confessed, put a video on YouTube, the whole thing. So, thus the hesitation and the conversation over what to do, what to do, what to do. Kate Upton, possibly one of the more beautiful young models out there, is off the market, boys. Kate Upton revealed her engagement to Justin Verlander, who's a Detroit Lions pitcher, at a 2016 Met Gala. It was just the other day. And they announced their engagement. They showed up, she showed up to the Met party, and she had a pretty noticeable size rock on her ring finger. She's been in a few movies now, but definitely she's known for the modeling. No question about that. And I guess, and who knew that this was a pretty long-term relationship. They've been together for 3 years. And it's impressive that they actually got engaged before the season, and it didn't get tweeted out. It wasn't on Facebook anywhere. People didn't figure it out. It got to actually stay. I love that. So they actually didn't have any hassle about that, because it would have increased the coverage. But instead, nobody knew. Or the people who did know, the handful of people who did know, didn't say anything to anyone about it. Are you a fan of the greatest show on earth, really, which would be the Kentucky Derby? The Derby is now blessed by all the creatures who will be racing, hopefully, on Saturday. And they'll get, you know, in looking at behind the scenes of the Derby, it's interesting, the favorites, the picks for the Derby this year. And my pick for the Derby is not the favorite. My pick is Exaggerator. So I didn't even go with the favorite. I mean, you could put some kind of a exacta together, I suppose, a boxed exacta or just an exacta. But you got a lot of horses here running, and you never know how the horses are going to react. So when we look at the favorite horse, it's really Nyquist, but Exaggerator, I think, is going to be right up there. I can't imagine not. So I'm going to say yes. That's probably what happens. And I don't know where you'll be for the Derby, but watching the Derby, even if you're not a horse racing fan, is the coolest thing to see those giant animals come down the stretch and the excitement in the stands and in the infield. It's crazy nutty. But it is some amazing experience or two that you'll take away from, or three, that you'll take away from there. It's just that the scenery is that good. Just tick that off your list. Put that on your list somewhere. Need to check out the canyon. Need to check out places I didn't pay attention to. Makes sense. All right, in dollars and cents, does anything make sense? No. It doesn't. But just in case you didn't notice, the market was down, down, down today. Definitely. In the newspaper business, the Tampa Bay Times is now in that buyout mode or buying up mode. So the Tampa Bay Times actually shut down the Tampa Trib. And the Tampa Trib is a newspaper that had been publishing daily in Florida since 1895. And now it's just the Tampa Bay Times. And probably where you are listening to the show, it's the same problem. You might have a paper of record, but there might have been a few, and now that has really dwindled because of the circulation. Not having enough circulation causes an amazing amount of headaches. And you can see that. You can see the frustration that bubbles over with journalism, but half the time, the person is juggling two or three things. They're not just, okay, here you're a reporter, here you're an anchor, here you have time to make some phone calls and think of what the story's going to look like. No, suddenly, no time, and it's done. And that's it, and you have no time to do it. That's the worst feeling. If you're a person who procrastinates on purpose, that's good if you know it and you can control what you're doing. That way you don't get caught up in that conundrum. I love that word, conundrum. Where you're starting to, you know, you're starting to get behind. Not good. Enough of the lecture. Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.